Hello, everyone. Welcome to part two of Chatterbox. I'm John Francis, and as usual, I'm joined by Marianne Penn. We have more news items, information desk, and another feature.
Hello, everyone. We start part two with information desk, and today there are 9 items. Thank you very much, Mrs. Josephine Bloomfield and Mrs. Margaret Brooks and Mrs. Daphne Copeland for the used stamps. We will add them to the Vision Norfolk collection. And thank you, Mr. Alan Brownlee and Mrs. Barbara Robinson, for your kind words about the Chatterbox recordings. We are glad that you enjoyed them. Miss Sally Palmer, we received your own memory stick in last week's wallet rather than the Chatterbox one. We will return it in this week's wallet together with this week's Chatterbox recording. You will therefore have 2 memory sticks in the wallet.
Now we have some forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, and they're held, of course, at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR33DZ. And for further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Indoor tennis sessions with a tennis coach at Eastern Tennis Centre on Mondays from 10:30 to 11:30. Sessions are free of charge and all equipment will be supplied. A minibus will leave at 10 a.m. from Vision Norfolk Bradbury Activity Centre and return by approximately 12 noon. The next session will be on Monday, the 30th of March. Booking is essential, so call Helen or Mark if you are interested.
Now, coffee mornings, and we're sorry, but we gave out some incorrect information last week about the next coffee morning. The correct information is as follows. It's going to be on Monday, the 30th of March, at the Bradbury Hub from 10 to 11:30. Please contact Richard Polly on 01603 573 000 if you would like to come along.
Choir sessions. Do you love music? Ever wanted to sing in a choir and discover the joy of singing together, then come along to the Vision Norfolk Choir Sessions. No prior singing experience needed. This is your chance to explore your voice, meet new people, and be part of a joyful session. The next session will be on Monday, the 30th of March, from 11:30 to 1 p.m.
An introduction to assistive technology for people with visual impairments. Learn how accessibility settings can help you use your digital device to write emails, browse the internet, and make phone calls with ease. Now, these sessions take place on the first Thursday of each month in the American Library Meeting Room at the Millennium Library from 10:30 to 12:30, and booking is not necessary. The next meeting is going to be on Thursday, the 2nd of April.
Dance and movement sessions. In association with Compass Dance, Vision Norfolk are holding a dance and movement sessions on the first Thursday of the month. The session is open to everyone who wishes to keep fit through dance and or movement, whether they are able to stand or wish to remain seated. The sessions are on the first Thursday of the month from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. and the next meeting is on Thursday, the 2nd of April.
And just in case you missed them, here are Vision Norfolk's contact details again. You can ring Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
And now for this week's tip. Many financial benefits in the UK go unclaimed. One example is council tax reduction, where it is estimated that between 2.4 and 2.7 million people who are eligible are not claiming. This means around 1 in 4 eligible households could be missing out on financial support. There are several ways people may qualify for a reduction. Some of the most common include a 25% single-person discount if only one adult lives in the property, student exemptions. Full-time students are usually exempt. severely mentally impaired exemption, some people diagnosed with conditions such as severe dementia may qualify for a reduction of between 25 and 100%, depending on circumstances and council rules. In England, each local council runs its own council tax reduction scheme, while Scotland and Wales operate national schemes. It's important to know that council tax reduction is not applied automatically. You must apply through your local council. Organisations such as Citizens Advice and Age UK can provide guidance and help people check eligibility and make a claim.